פרשס משפוטים, ואלה המשפוטים אשר תוסים לפניהם. And these are the mishpatim asher tosim lefneihem that you place in front of them. Rashi from the pasuk ve'eila mishpatim kol mokum she'ne'emar eila posal asher rishonos. Ve'eila moisav harishoynis. Ma harishoynim misinai, af eilu misinai. Just like the rishoynim are from Sinai, so too these are from Sinai. Ve'loma nisvach ha'pash din le'pash mizbeach, lo'im alecho asher tosim sanhedrin eisim ha'migdash. The Rashi seems to be an interesting Rashi. First and foremost, the question: What is Rashi's point? My Elumi Sinai, of Elumi Sinai. What does Rashi want to tell us with that? Secondly, what is Rashi bringing that the Lama Nisvach Apad Dinul and Parashem is Beyach? So he passes this about the Mizbeach. Passes about Dinim. The Lama Nisa passes about the Mizbeach. Loim Elecha. The Tosim Tzalev and Tzalev and Tzalev. So in Sefer Thursday Night Live, Ayin Shom. So over there we said a word. It was said, written a word. The Pshat in the Srashi. The Rashi saying a big yisoid. The Rashi bases be'etzim is saying azoyvi the Rami Bar Tanura. There it doesn't bring that down, but Rami Bar Tanura in the beginning of Avos Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai was the point. Rashi talked to Rami Bar Tanura because the whole Sefer Avos is a Sefer of Midos, talks about how to be Derech Eretz. It talks about how to be a proper person, proper. Is that a good one? So, it talks about how to be proper etiquette. So, and the Goyim have books, he says. The Goyim have Shabbatum Milibom. They have many Svarim. They have many books on how to win friends and influence people. How to be, oh, Chavim, beautiful. They have books on how to be 10 easy steps to winning friends, 10 easy steps to a good marriage, 10 easy steps, everything's easy, that's for sure, in this stuff. But 10 steps to successful living. I don't know, here there's all one, here the Bachman have, a lot of guys have one step successful living. Sleep. Anyway, but they have to. They might have to be in a successful living. What's it called? A living
assisted living.
Assisted. Right. Anyway, no. But kitzuba. That's a side commercial for the bed. Anyway, for the mice of the Eilu Mishpat Shetosim Lefneihem. Oy, the Eilu Mishpatim. It hurts the stomach to think about it. Okay, the Eilu Mishpat. Oh, so Dr. Rav. Therefore, Dr. Shekim will turn me Sinai to teach us these are Sinaitic laws. These are laws that came from Sinai. They're not some nice etiquette and nice ways of interaction in human relationships. The way to have a successful human relationship. 10 easy steps to successful human relationships. This is not so, this is Sinai. It comes from Sinai. Melo, that's Pshat and Rashi also. Ve'ela Mishpatim, Ma'elu Misinai. We talked about Parshas and the Kabbalah Satur. We're now talking about the Mishpatim. What are Mishpatim? The Gemara says there are things we can still think about ourselves. We'll think these. You know, the Goyim also have codes Morabi codes, right? They have their codes in order to have, in order to have a proper Medina, you have to have law and enforcement. You have to run a Medina. So him came. Mishpatim are something that we understand, but maybe it's, Ma'il Misina, the Mishpatim are Sinai. And therefore, Rabbi Sai, that the Hemshech of Rashi, V'lom and Nischa, Dinim Eitzel Mizbeach. Why the Dayonim Sipah Mizbeach? Because the Pshad is, Rabbi Sai, the Mishpatim are Ketusha. The Mishpatim bring out the Lokos. The Mishpatim bring out Godless. The Mishpatim about being godly. The Mishpatim are not about just having be able to successfully have an environment, have a society that coexists. It's not about coexistence. It's about becoming godly. And therefore, the Dayonim sit Eitzel Mizbeach. But they're not here just to give us law and enforcement. They're here to make us godly. That's the Hemshech of Rashi. Amos, Amos, Lamikas, Gevalt. Today I just want to omit on another Kineitz Rabbi Sadar. The Mara says, the Pasuk starts off, the first of the Mishpatim, Kisikna Eved Ivri, he works for say 6 years, and after 6 years he's supposed to go free. Im Omar Yoimar Ho Eved, or Hafti Es Adoini, Esishti Vesponi Lo Yetzei Chofshi, Amakon Yafri, Vigisho Edo Avelo Elekir, There's a halacha of piercing the ear. Some people won't mind, pierce the tongue also. But anyway, piercing the ear of, it's supposed to be a punishment. We pierce his ear. In order to bring out a lesson. What is the lesson of the piercing to the ear by the dallas of the mezuzah? So Rashi says two mahalachim this year. One mahalach you'll find in Thursday Night Live, second part. Today we want to say a new mahalach for volume 2. A series. Yeah, okay. Says Rashi, Ois in Zois, this ear, Shoshoma al Harsina. The first one is Lois Signoi, that's a different word. But Ois in Zois, Shoshoma al Harsina, Mimorcha Atzma. Ois in Shoshoma al Harsina, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodin. V'holach v'kodo odin li Atzmoi, is Tirtza. Why do we pierce the ear? Because always in Sheshama HaSinai. First of all, it's a Meir the Rashi of Boisai. Where is the Makar of Boisai? Where is the Makar that we all stood in HaSinai? This guy, 70 years later, standing by the door, he said, what's up? Yeah, well, we got to do some piercing. Stay put, don't move. I said, what are you doing that for? Oizen Shoshama HaSinai. When Oizen Shoshama, I wasn't there, Rabbi. You got the wrong guy. I might look like Harvey. It's not me. Oizen Shoshama HaSinai. When Oizen. And the vice toys, we were all there, Tully. Remember? We were standing now. Yeah. We were all there. And that Oizen heard it. You heard it, Rabbi. You heard it here and you heard it there also. You heard it there and here. You hear? What do you hear? You heard it there that the Maisa, you're not an Eved to an Ador, you're Eved to HaKadosh Baruch. That's one amazing Chorafor from Rashi. But more of Rabbi Sai, what's the point? What is the point of Rashi? It's so omic, Rabbi Sai. What happened? Oh. The Maish, the Piz Maish, Muhammad, the Sugya. Anyway. So the Maisa, what's the Maisa? We always speak about it. Every Rashi is so omic. We have to do Shnai Mikri Echad Targum Rabbi Sai. But you should spend at least some part of Shabbos Rabbi Sai I know you have to get in a couple of hours of sleep, a couple of hours, but you should spend some time of Shabbos at Beisai, besides doing the Shnayim Mikra that you all do, Mech Mahmud do on Shabbos, because everybody has to do it, right? Baruch Brachas, Chayva. You have to do Shnayim Mikra. Besides that, you should take one Rashi of us, one Rashi, not even a whole Rashi. Take a part of Rashi and do something that's very difficult. Think. I'm serious. It's not on Shabbos especially. Take a part of a Rashi bus on the way home from shul. If you're looking Friday night, you know, I don't want to take away from the Lucha Doidi, but if you have a few seconds before the Lucha, you know, after, and take a Rashi bus and think about Rashi bus. There's so much pearls we'll come up with, so much Oymik Rabbisa. And especially on Shabbos bus, and Shabbos is a day when Torah is given on Torah. Shabbos is a day, chutz from the fact that Torah was nitnim, maybe it's not chutz, maybe because of that, that the Torah has, you have a myriad of siyata d'shmaya on Shabbos, the fashtein Torah. Shabbos is a myriad of Torah, but it's such a yetzahara, but I'm not saying, chas b'shom, you have to sleep. Chas b'shom, no one's saying not to sleep, I'm not saying no one's saying, Rav Yosef, on Shabbos, we've said this once over, Rabbi Yosef went to deal, not to deal, he went to America, to Flatbush, and he went with his wife, and he stayed by a guy named Rabbi Ozeri, Rabbi David Ozeri. He has a shul on Ocean Parkway, Rabbi David Ozeri. And he stayed in his house, and he asked Ozeri that you have a room where I might need to learn a little bit in the night, so I need a place to sleep, you know, I don't want to share the rabbits, and the rabbits doesn't care about them. He said, I have a perfect thing for you. I have a closet, a walk-in closet. He said, perfect. He put the light on. Yeah, keep the light on. He said, you have a chair? Yeah, the chair. You need anything? No, just a chair. And I'll have this for him. He said, David Ozeri, Ovadia's bed was made on Erev Shabbos, and it still stayed made, Rabbi Yisai, on Motzi Shabbos. Here it's a little bit different by Yisam Bochum. The bed is not made on Erev Shabbos, it stays. Anyway, the kids are, but the mice are, so yes, of Avadia, big kasha. Avadia, you know, very nice. I mean, everybody knows the thing, every bacher knows this thing. One of the things, the three yudiyas that every bacher has to know. One yudiyah is you have to say Parshas Mon on the Tuesday of Parash B'Shalach, and you have to get it before the Shkia. After the Shkia, it's Shaila Sapoiskim, if you don't say the school. That's one thing you have to do. Second thing is you have to get a red string and put it somewhere on your body. You take away all different mazikin. And the third thing you have to know, which is very important, but everybody knows Shabbos. What do I always say Shabbos? Shina of the Shabbos Tainer. Everybody knows that. Sleep on Shabbos is a geshmaka thing. Everybody knows that, and that's what the whole oisi is of Shabbos. What else could it be? So Rav Avadia once said, who says? Maybe it means shinun the Shabbos time. Learning on Shabbos is a time. The okay, the boy said, you didn't enjoy it so much. Okay, we'll go with the first one, Shina. But the mice learning 1 second on Shabbos, every second on Shabbos has in the Sefer Lev Elio in the Achtom on page 85, he brings the mice that the no one's looking at the mice. So he brings the mice with the for this period. The mice, I showed this mice once to Rav Schreiber. We said this once before. To Rav Schreiber, he was very spoiled. That Shimon Schwab was by the Chavetz Chaim on Shabbos. He spent the Shabbos by the Chavetz Chaim. And he asked the Chavetz Chaim. I think it was Shubh Shomir. Anyway, he asked the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim called him over, and the Chavetz Chaim told him, you should know learning on Shabbos is murder to Gekoyah. Because learning Stamazoi, every word of Torah is connected 613. And when you learn on Shabbos, it's always connected 613. So you have a double 613 on every word on Shabbos. So Rosh Yeshiva asked me then, that is it also, I mean, as I showed Rosh Yeshiva, he's very spoiled from it. And the Rosh Yeshiva asked me, he declared, he said, do you have to have a Dibur? Because everybody knows Rosh Yeshiva didn't speak on Shabbos. And he said, is a behirur, there's a clarity that the Dibur is playing that school of every word is also behirur. But the Maisa, because Shabbos is connected kulam, so on Torah on Shabbos, he spoke words of Torah, but only if he had, even that he did it b'koshu. He had to speak. He would, if he gave a shiur, he said, yeah, but he would do it, but not, whatever. So he wanted to know if he had to say it or whatever. Anyway, the kids will get this. Anyway, but Shabbos learning is unbelievable. They say it's like the Chofetz Chaim 1,000 times. Learning on Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim is a different level, Rabbi said. Hein bekamus in the Haskar, hein be'echus yat l'shmai, Rabbi said. I mean, Neshama Yisei, Rabbi said. Neshama Yisei, Rabbi said. That means, when you learn with one Neshama during the week, this Kamam Shalom, the Fashtein, you have no Neshama Yisei, so why you can Fashtein much deeper, Rabbi said. There was a big door that didn't sleep on Shabbos because of that. I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying maybe 15. Oh, okay. Now, but getting back to the commercial for Shabbos learning, Rabbi Yisrael. So always in Shoshama, we want that divorce to be misbunding the Rashi, Rabbi Yisrael. Always in Shoshama, first of all, the Chesh, we said the Chori, that means we were all there. We all heard it. But more, Rabbi Yisrael, what is the Torah, what is the Rashi with the Amiroyim emphasizing the Oizen Shoshama? The Oizen Shoshama Har Sinai. What's up with the Oizen? Who cares about the Oizen itself? The Odom Shoshama, a person heard. What do you care about the Oizen? What do we about the Oizen? Secondly, Oizen Shoshama Har Sinai. What do we care where he heard it? The Baruch Shem was with Sava. It could have been in Kensington. What is that? What's the word after Oizen Shoshama Har Sinai? The Har Sinai did it. So I must say, I saw Murray the Gazar first, one Mahalach, Rabbi Yisrael, I have two Mahalachim in this. Maybe they're interrelated. I saw Murray the Gazar, a Lashon from a child of children from Chagiz, in one of his Sfarim. He said, what was special about the Oizen in Har Sinai? Oizen. So we know that it says by the Luchos, by Har Sinai it was, the Cholam Roin as a koilas. They saw the koilas. They saw the koilas. The koil is a sound. You don't see sound. So Rav Chagiz wanted to mechadish that the ear became a different type of receptacle in Har Sinai. It was a different type of oizen. It was the oizen shavro as a koilas. The Hainu, we have different types of way we see, we smell, right? Senses. The oizen wasn't stammer oizen, it was a different type of oizen, it was the oizen shavroah. What I think that means of oizen, in a certain sense, is that the clarity of Har Sinai was so clear. When we see something, Rashi says, Alev avecha, why you talking about Alev on your heart? Mishnei yitzrecha, Rashi says. Shura liba cholak, she'ena doima mashiroya, ve'ena doima shmiya. Person sees something, he has so much clarity, it's much different clarity than hearing. The clarity of the Shmiyah of the Oiz in our Sinai was together Re'iyah. It was so clear that it was a gather of not Loite Shmiyah, it was Re'iyah. That's how clear it was. When something is so clear, there's a Kaval, the Gataina. A person has total clarity. A person has to see something. You hear something. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's wrong. You heard it. Very nice. But the mice say you heard something. Said it, but you didn't see it. So therefore, Rashi says, you can say, maybe I heard it, but who says it's true? You see something. It's badai true. The oizen Shoshama Asina was the oizen of Re'iyah. It was an Andra Oizen. It was an Oizen that saw. The clarity was so deafening. You could use that word. It was so deafening that they were able to see with their ears. The Shmiyah was a Shmiyah of it, that they were able to see, to have such clarity that the Avdei Hashem, they're not shout out to anybody. The Niknis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That clarity is a Taina later on. How could you go ahead and sell yourselves? You're Avdei Hashem, you're not shy out to be Avdei. But another mahal, which maybe goes in the same ways, Rabbi Yisai, is the oizen sheshama Rabbi Yisai, that when we came to Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai, Sinai was a different metzias altogether. V'yatem tihu mamlechas koinim egoi kodosh. And this is such a yisoy, Rabbi Yisai. We have to realize that we're different. We're an oizen sheshama al Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai. We stood by Har Sinai. Iluk yivonu lefnei Har Sinai. For the nasa lano satoyra dayeinu raboisai. Oh, we never saw the Baruch Hashem. He shamed also. Anyway, dayeinu ilus. What's pshat dayeinu raboisai? So some refreshing lay that the status of being by Hasina was so clear, and was so halik raboisai that we became such halik yidin raboisai, halik people, that itself would have been a life changer, and we would have come to Masik Torah, we would come to Madreg of Torah. Just by being by Har Sinai was a different experience. The Ramban holds the chiyuv to remember Har Sinai, because the Har Sinai experience was an experience where we got, besides the clarity, or maybe because of the clarity, we became totally nikdas. We had no boundaries anymore. Mamlechas koyanim v'goy kodesh. We became a different nation, a halakha nation. We became so uplifted, a different level altogether. Godless ha'odom, that's not shayich. We became great people, Rabbi Yisrael, Har Sinai. So the oizin, sheshom Rabbi Har Sinai, is an andra oizin. It's an oizin from a sar of a god of Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy bo betrunyan abriyas. A guy that comes from a gavaldik home, and everything he in a home he sees and hears and knows and has a gavaldik shayich as he sees in front of him, Meridika, Avodas Hashem, and the Helikat of Yiddishkeit. So he grows up in such a home. There's more of a taina than a guy who grows up as, you know, somewhere, who knows where, in Idaho, picking potatoes on a farm. And he knows he's Jewish because he had a bar mitzvah. That was the last thing. It was more a bar than a mitzvah. But there was something going on over there at the bar mitzvah. And he has some tefillin that his great-grandmother brought him. It's stuffed away somewhere with his picture, the album. He put it away with the album, the bar mitzvah album. So this guy's not a big of a taina. He doesn't know about Yiddishkeit. But oizen sheshom al Hasina, you were by Hasina. You saw, you heard. You heard, you saw with your ears. You became a mamlechus. Hashem showed you that you are the harbinger of being much higher than you believe. You're much greater. You're a people of mamlechus. Go ahead and koy kodesh with kehanim. The kehanim is a different level altogether. So there's different tainas under the kehanim. Different dinim on the kehanim. A koy can't do this. And that can't be tam be mess. He has different dinim. He's halik in a certain way. V'atem tiyu v'kantz klal Yisrael Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai, our goofs were mishtara, we were different bodies. Our bodies became different. But Har Sinai, when we heard the dibros, when we saw the koilos, we became uplifted people, a different level altogether. Our tshuka, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ratzoneinu l'ra'os es malkeinu, we wanted to see the dibros, we became uplifted people, we were beyond the scope, it's a whole different level of human existence. That's the oizen of Yerushalma Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai. That oizen is a taina, it's a bigger tefillah. Because in Sinai, in that level of Sinai, which a much greater level of people. So how could such a person lower himself? Lower himself. How could he lower himself to live a life like the goy? How can he lower himself and sell himself to an Eved when he's an Eved Hashem? Now this is very, very pertinent to us, Rabbi Yisai. In our lives, Rabbi Yisai. You know, we talk, many people we've been ingrained and taught a chinuch, Rabbi Yisai. The chinuch has been, you know, a chinuch, and everybody had a chinuch is about the do's and the don'ts. That's where it starts, that's where it ends. The do's and the don'ts. Are you doing it or you're not doing it? It's what Murray the Gechirish Tehru said. Mama's fresh off the press. learning today with the Chavrut Second Seder. The Gemara says, that a person in Usha Skino, in Usha Deva Masakin, a person has to feed his children when they're young. And not for kidney katana, not for babies, but it's by the katana. Usha Skino, 49 being subas. The Usha Skino. What's the Shav Hilchus? Is not like it or not? So the Gemara says that they were Masakin and Usha this takana. So the Gemara wants to know if the halacha is like that or not. So the Gemara brings kama stories of Amoraim that got up and they said disparaging remarks about people that don't support their kids, that don't give food to their children. Rav Chizda, the kid, he said they should put up a soapbox, ki'ilu soapbox, turn over, okay? And the guy should get up. He said, someone doesn't support his kids, get up on the soapbox, get up on the on the mill, you get up and say that lame Urva boy bonnet. Urva cares about his kids, and this man doesn't care about his kids. That's what we should announce. Expect the Gemara. An Oyrv cares about his kids. Expect the Gemara. We say every morning in Shacharit that those who make it here. We say over here in Shacharit every morning, Livnei Oyrev Asheikro, and Hashem feeds even the children of the Oyrev, who call out because their parents don't care about them. So up to Gemara, wow, this hit me like a million of verb, but I have to say it's a chinuch verb. So up to Gemara, there's no stira. Ha b'chivri, ha b'ruchmi. When Oyrev are young, they don't look like their parents. They're whitish. They don't look like the black raven that an Oyrev really looks. So the parents don't love them. But when they look like their parents, then they love him, Rabbi Yisai. Ah, what a chinuch for Rabbi Yisai. The kid grows up, he's not exactly doing and don'ts like the parents. There's no ahava. Because Livnei Oyrev! They're not cookie cutters children, Rabbi Yisai. They don't have to be exactly like the parents. And if they have to be, it's Livnei Oyrev. I say, grow. Baha Ba'uchmi. They're black like the parents. They're wearing the black suit hat and the black thing. Oh, look there. I have my son. Ah, this is my kint. Yankel of peppercorn. Ah, this is my kint. But make sure you hand it down a little bit more. Don't wear it so much up. The rabbi's coming. But the kid doesn't have a hat. There's nay oyri vashay crow, Rabbi. A good convention next year. Bekitza, Livnei Oyrev Sheikro. But that's the thing, the chinuch today, Rabbi Yisai. Do's and don'ts, Rabbi Yisai. But there has to be a different chinuch that we have to give over to our children, but more to ourselves. Ba'atem tiyu, mamlechetz koyin v'goy kodosh. We're highly good mention, Rabbi Yisai. We're higher. We're much higher. Not that. We're much greater, Rabbi Yisai. Then our voices were much greater. Were unbelievable. Oizen Sheshoma Hasinai. That oizen is different oizen. It's an ear that heard when we all heard it. We heard Atem to you Avodai, you my Avodim. That even nicknamed to Ha'emet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That oizen is Andra oizen. It's an oizen of Amlechas Koyim V'Goy Kodosh. So how can you lower yourselves? How can you take away who you are? That's what we have to give over to the kid. Not do's and don'ts. You look like me, you don't look like me. That's Oyrev. I don't care how you look. But do you feel great? Do you feel you're special? Do you feel you have a different ear? That your ear is an ear. Sheshama Hasinai. Do you feel you are by Hasinai? Do you feel you have a different responsibility in life? Your job is not to be like the goy. You not look up to him and to be like him. Your job is to be much higher. Amamlech is koyanim. You have to realize we're different, totally different people. We walk the walk and talk the talk of the whole world, but we're much higher. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai told us, V'atem tiyu, mamlechus koyanim. You're going to be holy. You're going to be higher. But we have to live that type of life, Rabbi Yisrael. And the mishpatim that we have, Rabbi Yisrael, are made in a way. Ve'ela mishpatim mi'sinai. They're made exactly in that way that we have to live a different life. You have to understand that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai, Loi Tirtzach. So by a goy, you know what that means? Everything up to the knife in his chest. Punch him in the face, blacken him with blue. Knock him down. Just no knife in the chest. Up to that. You know what it means by us, Rabbi Yisrael? You know what it means by us? If a guy comes to you, according to Tosfos, Sota Yud, and says, go in that room now in front of those 10 guys and call that guy an idiot, or I'm going to blow your brains right off. Just go into the base medrash. I don't want you to stab him, kick him, nothing. Just call him some name right in front of him. Well, if not, you are not going to have any name anymore. No name. It's a shayla. He might have to give up his life. Just not to call that guy a name. That's all in base medrash in front of 10 people. Why? Because by us, we're much living a different level of us, a whole different understanding of what human life is. And we have, and what it means to kill somebody. The fact that he took away his cover, like we spoke in the Menorah Chaveru, that's enough for Boisa. To embarrass a person, it could be a Shiloh, it is a Shiloh of Loi Tirtzach. That we live in a godly, as a godly people, so much higher and so much deeper, and a different level of existence and a different responsibility, because we're Avdei Hashem. And our bodies are different. Always in Teshuvah. And if you're not living that right life, it's like you've been robbed of who you are. And I'll say over the vort that I say over in the other vort, which is Nogevis. Always in Teshuvah. Har Sinai loy signoif. The ear that heard loy tignoif. And he went and he robbed. Why was he sold? Because he robbed. The kash is very stark. He robbed, so that's when you pierce his ear. So pierce it right away after he robbed. Secondly, it's a big mistake here, boys. We all have. Loi tignov. In the Aseret HaDibrot, Rabosai, it's very nice. Most people think it means do not steal. Don't take your friend's seven up when he's not looking. But that's not true, Rabosai. It's a mistake. Rashi tells us loi tignov means you're not allowed to kidnap. So what's going on? This guy stole. The Torah says, Ozen Sheshama lo tigno, don't steal, don't kidnap. Pierce his ear because he stole. The answer is Mayur the Divis. This guy stole. He made a mistake. You're right. We give him a chance. Go into slavery. Learn that what's yours is yours and yours is not yours. After 6 years in rehab, now you come out and understand who you are. You're an Eved Hashem. He wants to continue that way. He's kidnapping himself. The Oizen Sheshama Loi Tignoi. Don't kidnap. How could you go ahead and want to continue being an Eved? You know who you really are. You're not an Eved to Yaakov Fevercorn. You're Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you doing continuing by him? You're a kidnapper yourself. Let's understand who we are. Let's live a different life. It's not about the do's and the don'ts. That's Levnei Oyri Vashikro. That's not what it's about. It's about understanding that I'm Hedek. I'm understanding I'm different. And then look at a Goy, Rabbi Yisrael. I have to realize I'm a different. The Kuzri says there's five levels of existence. You have the Doimein, the inanimate object, the rocks. You have the Tzemeach, the earth that makes things grow. You have the Chai, you have the Baal Chai, the animal kingdom, and you have the human kingdom. The Kuzri says there's another level altogether. And just like Rabbi said, if we would see a Goy right now, a Goy, he comes in to the base medrash, and all of a sudden something attack takes him over, and he gets down on his fours and he starts barking. You would see this guy's something mamish mishuga. He's, what, get up, you're a human, get off the floor, get off it! Get off the floor, get off! He suddenly got into him. He was in America and he went to a bark mitzvah. The famous bark mitzvah. He also wants to have a bark mitzvah. He's a guy, he can't have a bar mitzvah. Let him at least have a bark mitzvah. You would say this guy's out of his kelim. Get him out of, call the loony bin. Get him off the floor. He's barking and barking. Say something. Give him a kick, something. Or put a leash on him and take him out. Take him out for a walk. I don't know if you'll need a scooper or whatever, but kids, get him out of there. So if you see a yid boy says acting like a guy, you're looking up to the guy, watching that stupidity. It's not about the do's and the don'ts. Where are sure, what are you watching? How goyim live their lives, the stupidity? They live with this and with that. Divorce, he's married and not married, and this and that. Who knows what's going on over there? Rashi says, by Esav, over there, Mamzerim, everything. To tell us what this is a different world. They're living in a world of Mamzerim. Their whole, right? They say the hardest day in Harlem is Father's Day. They're living in a shadow. Who's the father? That's their life. That's why they have a communal Father's Day. Misafik. Father's Day. Whoever he is. Wherever he is. But us, if we say, Kavadis Avich Vesimecha, it's a different world. Kukash Kvoidim Kvoidam Alkoim. This holiness. What are we looking down if I say, it's not about the do's and the don'ts. It's about living a different life, living halig, living greater. You look to the Torah, you're supposed to realize, Oizen Sheshama, I have a different ear than the goy. It looks the same. No, you're different. You have a different ear. Your ear heard, Loisignoi. Your ear heard, Loisirza. Don't embarrass. Your ear heard it. They didn't hear it. So if we're acting like the goy, everybody's laughing. Bark, mitzvah! And what are we doing? Goy mitzvah! We're hanging out in their bars and hanging out and doing their shtus in the boys' eye. It's not about the do's and the don'ts. It's a different, that's different. It's about understanding who you are, who you really are. You have a different ear, you have a different eyes. Protect them. Helika eyes, the boys' eye. Don't let them go all over. Tell a goy about Shmiras Einayim, don't laugh at you. What are you talking about, Rabbi? My eyes, I see everything and anything. Protect our eyes. The helik. Helika eyes. We should be certain to understand the voice. To hear the message. Don't kidnap ourselves. Become a real Avdei Hashem. Lift ourselves over the voice. Stop looking to the goy. Stop looking how the world says we should live our lives. Look to the Torah. Look to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh and hear the message of that Oizen Sheshama al Harsinai, Ki Avodai Heim, will be true Avdei Hashem and bring a Nachas Ruach to the Boirei and eventually bring about Mashiach Sekeinu.